going to start on Disney Plus with a new series that arrived on Wednesday, the 17th of April. It's called Feud, Capote versus the Swans. And here's a clip.
That perfume she wears. Too much for a woman with her face.
And the stories one hears with secrets and lies.
It's the best thing I've written.
You have to pull this. These are portraits of friends who have shared their deepest secrets with you. Why would you want to hurt them?
This is what a writer does.
8 episodes to this one. And as the title suggests, it is about the American writer Truman Capote, or Capote, depending on your preference, who, of course, wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's, famously. And it stars our own Tom Hollander. Now, we were talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman recently, weren't we, in connection with the film The Talented Mr. Ripley, in which he was very, very good as Freddy. And, of course, in the new Netflix adaptation, that role is played by the child of Sting and Trudy Styler. Hoffman was a great actor, and another role he undertook was Truman Capote in the film Capote, and he was very, very good in that. Hollander has got big shoes to fill by taking this on, but I have to say he does a very good job. So this is the second installment in Ryan Murphy's Feud anthology. And the feud in question is between Capote. I mean, if you've either watched the film or seen any footage of Capote or heard his voice, he's got a very distinctive, kind of high-pitched, quite camp voice, quite distinctive looking as well in his dress. So a challenging character to portray, I think. But Hollander does a great job. Anyway, he was friends with this group of high society women that he called the Swans, because on the surface they were like immaculately groomed and their lives seemed perfect, but there was a lot going on in their private lives, and so under the surface they were paddling away desperately. Callista Flockhart plays Lee, sister of Jackie Kennedy. You've got Demi Moore, yes, as Anne Woodward, who Capote suggests murdered her husband. Naomi Watts as Babe Paley, who confided about her husband's affairs. And Diane Lane, Molly Ringwald and Chloe Sevigny are all in there too. So impeccable cast. And yes, as is the case with these things, it does flash back and forth a little bit. So Capote, he famously wrote this book, I think it was called In Cold Blood, about a real life sort of true crime case, and he sort of befriended the killer who was in prison, and he's looking for something to follow that up in one sort of setting. And he decides that these amazing stories that he's getting from these high society women, he's going to sort of turn them into fictional stories, but because it's quite evident who they are actually about, this is what sparks the feud. So I've watched episode one. I thought it was really, really good. I mean, Hollander he's such a great actor anyway. We knew that already, but he is terrific in this incredibly challenging role. He's utterly believable. I thought it was a delight. I don't really know that much about Truman Capote anyway, so I found it really interesting as well. What did you think, Hannah?
Well, I didn't know much either, and so you learn quite a lot from this, don't you? And actually, plays the character so well. It feels really, really genuine and authentic, doesn't it? And you know, when he's kind of banished from this circle of friends and kind of frozen out, and seeing him go in spiral essentially into complete decline, you're kind of with him every step of the way, and you, the although perhaps what was done wasn't right, you feel it's unjust or unjust for him, and you feel that injustice, I should say, for him. But it's just it's quite an emotional roller coaster, I thought. Really well done. As you say, a star-studded lineup, great names. Naomi Watts, absolutely brilliant as well. And I just, as I say, I felt like I came away learning something, and just seeing how you can go from hero to zero in every industry, but particularly this one pretty quickly.